Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. What's your favorite animal?
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. I think I will think about this question during our lesson. Today's topic is nature.
And the title of our lesson is Save the Turtles. Save the Turtles. Marie, do you like sea turtles?
Yes, I do. I've seen them on beaches and in aquariums. They are really cute.
Well, today we get to talk about them. And I know you guys can't wait. So let's begin. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Do you like sea turtles? Taylor is reading about sea turtles. They are in danger. But people can help. They can keep the oceans clean. Rob's show is about sea turtles today. They are interesting animals. One kind of sea turtle can weigh 2,000 pounds. Turtles can swim thousands of miles, too.
All animals need to be protected, especially these sea turtles. And there are some things we can do to help.
Yes, there is. Sea turtles are getting hurt and even dying because of the garbage we throw into the ocean. Friends, remember, throw your garbage in a garbage can, not in the ocean or on the ground.
Well, this lesson sounds important. So let's look at the key words for today. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是拯救海龟, sea turtle. 名词 turtle就是乌龟, let's save the sea turtles. 你知道吗? Sea turtles are in danger. 名词 danger就是危险。 对于濒临绝种的动物在英文里就是说它们是 in danger. 所以我们首先要做的就是维护海洋的干净。 海洋是 ocean, we can keep the ocean clean. Rob说海龟很会游泳, they swim very well. 游泳就是 swim, 他们可以游好几千英里, they can swim thousands of miles. 一千两千的千就是 thousand.
What are you reading, Taylor?
I'm reading about sea turtles. They are amazing!
I know, but they are in danger.
Yes, people have to be more careful.
How can we help?
We can keep the oceans clean. We throw away trash, and it often goes into the oceans.
And that is dangerous for turtles.
Linda and Taylor are in the office. Taylor is reading about sea turtles. These are very interesting animals.
Yes, they are. Now, most turtles live in water. Turtles have a hard shell that covers their body. And when they walk on land, they actually travel very, very slowly.
Yes, they walk very, very slowly. A turtle is an animal, but under a category called reptiles. It's a reptile because it has cold blood. It lays eggs and has a body covered with hard parts.
That's right. Well, Taylor thinks sea turtles are really amazing, but actually something wrong is with them. They are in danger. They are getting hurt and even killed. And it's our job as human beings to protect them from danger.
So let's have Christina explain this phrase, in danger from, a little bit more. Hi, Christina.
海龟正面临着濒临绝种的命运. They are in danger. 句尾的danger就是危险的意思. In danger就是在危险中. 因为用这个片语来表达动物的濒临绝种, 我们如果要表达因为某种因素而陷入危险中, 就可以说 be in danger from something. 接系词要用 from, 比如因为大量的猎杀有些动物已经濒临绝种了。They are in danger from hunting. 而地球因为气候的变化也面临着危险。The earth is in danger from climate change.甚至我们也可以描述某个人因为疾病而陷入生命的危险中。He is in danger from the illness.
Thank you very much, Christina. Now, people have to be more careful. Hey, Peter, you have to be more careful.
And you have to be more careful, too.
That's right.And we all have to be more careful because that's today's
calendar phrase.
Be more careful.
Be more careful. 要更小心。
Oops, I dropped my sandwich.
Be more careful.
Oops, I spilled my milk.
Be more careful.
Oops. I sat on my cookie.
Be more careful.
Wait. You took the wrong bag. This is your lunch.
Oops. I should be more careful.
Be more careful.
Be more careful. 要更小心。
That was fun, but now let's get a little more serious. There are ways we can help these sea turtles, and that's good news. So what are some ways we can help?
Well, actually, there are a lot of ways we can help. Taylor says we should keep the oceans clean.The ocean is a very big place. It's salt water that covers most of the earth. If you've been to a beach, then you've seen or have been in the ocean.
Fish, sea turtles, dolphins, whales, all these animals live in the ocean. Now, Taylor uses the word oceans.With an S, so she's talking about more than one. In our world, there are five oceans altogether. Let's see. There's the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, that's very cold, and so is the Antarctic Ocean.
That's right. Well, Peter, you are really good at geography. Well,We must keep the oceans clean. Sometimes we throw away trash, and it often goes into the oceans.
Ooh, yeah, that is very dangerous for sea turtles. And not just for turtles, but all sea animals. Throwing your garbage away in a garbage can is better. It can save the lives of these sea animals.
That's right. So what are some other ways we can help?
Well, you can do some volunteer work. You can join others to pick up garbage, like plastic, cans, and bottles.
Yes, this will help keep garbage out of the ocean. Well, friends, maybe you can think about this during our break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
English, 10 minutes every day, that's the way!
Welcome back. So, how do you feel when you see someone throwing garbage on the ground? We call this littering.
That's right. Well, when I see someone throwing garbage on the ground, I get really angry, and sometimes I will even tell them to pick it up.
Wow, well, maybe I might pick it up, but it's hard for me to say anything. But we know it's wrong.
That's right. Well, let's continue. Let's watch Conversation B together.
Why is your show about sea turtles today, Rob?
Because sea turtles are interesting animals.
What is interesting about them?
Well, some sea turtles can weigh 2,000 pounds.
Wow! Those are big turtles!
And turtles swim thousands of miles.
But the oceans can be dangerous places to swim.
That's true.
We meet Rob and Susie. Rob's show is about sea turtles today. He wants to talk about them because they are very interesting animals.
So, what is interesting about them?
Hey, what a great question to ask. Well, before we talk about it, let's go to Christina for more on this question.
Rob 说海龟是很有趣的动物。Susie 想知道它们是哪些方面有趣。What is interesting about them? 在跟人聊天的时候，这个问句可以帮助我们延续话题，并且更进一步的了解对方的想法。比如你觉得 Larry 这个人很好玩，很有意思，我想进一步知道你指的是什么，就可以问 What is fun about Larry? 有人说适当的喝茶对身体健康很好。我想对茶的益处更清楚一些，就可以问你 What is good about tea? 某一个游戏很刺激，你可以问 What is exciting about that game?
Thank you, Christina. So, what is interesting about sea turtles?
Well, there are a lot of interesting things about sea turtles, but some sea turtles can weigh 2,000 pounds.Isn't that great?
Wow, those are some big sea turtles.
Hey, Peter, you just used our grammar point for today. And that means it's time for us to visit Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It's time to have some fun and learn today's grammar point. In today's grammar point, you are going to learn how to use the words those are, followed by an adjective and a noun.For example, those are big flowers, or those are great books. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So let's practice a little bit more together. Those are big computers. Those are beautiful plants. Now it's your turn. Try using today's grammar point with a friend.
Those were some great sentences, Peter.Well, another interesting thing about sea turtles is that they swim thousands of miles. Swim, that means they use their flippers, which are like their arms, to swim. Hey, Peter, do you like to swim?
Yes, I like to swim. In the ocean in the summer, I like swimming in lakes and in pools. I especially like to swim under the water.So I can see all the fish and plants around me.
That's great. I like to swim too. It's really good exercise and it's really fun to do. Friends, do you like to swim? Where do you like to swim? Talk to a friend about it.
So turtles swim thousands of miles. Wow, thousands of miles? That is very far. Let's talk about this some more.Thousands of something. Thousands of people can fit in a baseball stadium. Each year, I fly thousands of miles on an airplane.
That's right. So, Susie tells Rob that the oceans can be dangerous. It can be dangerous places to swim. And she is right. It can be dangerous for sea turtles.And it can also be dangerous for us, too.
You never want to swim in the ocean or go somewhere during a storm, so you have to make sure where you are swimming is a safe spot. But we're talking about pollution. This is dangerous to your health.
Yes, it is. Well, swimming can be dangerous for us because some of the sea creatures out there are dangerous, like sharks,And the ocean is not always that smooth.
Sea turtles live in the ocean, but you can often see them walking on the sand on the beach. That's why it's important to keep our beaches clean.
That's right. And it's also important for us to do something else. Isn't that right, Peter?
Sure. I think right now it's time for us to review everything that we learned together. Let's take a look at those keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Turtle. Turtle. Turtles move very slowly.
Danger. Danger. Be careful. There is danger here.
Ocean. Ocean. I can see a ship on the ocean.
Swim. Swim. Let's swim in the sea.
Thousand. Thousand. Several thousand people work here. Friends, those are our key words. Make sure to keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
What are you reading, Taylor?
I'm reading about sea turtles. They are amazing!
I know, but they are in danger.
Yes, people have to be more careful.
How can we help?
We can keep the oceans clean. We throw away trash, and it often goes into the oceans.
And that is dangerous for turtles.
Why is your show about sea turtles today, Rob?
Because sea turtles are interesting animals.
What is interesting about them?
Well, some sea turtles can weigh 2,000 pounds.
Wow! Those are big turtles!
And turtles swim thousands of miles.
But the oceans can be dangerous places to swim.
That's true.
We talked a lot about sea turtles. I think it's time for us to take a look at one. Let's look at this photo. This sea turtle is swimming under the water. It's using its flippers to swim. And can you see its big, hard shell, too?
Yes. Now, today we have a few fun facts about sea turtles that we would like to share with you. Now, there is not just one kind of sea turtle, but there are different kinds of sea turtles. Peter, what are some other facts about them?
Well, did you know turtles dig their nests in the sand on beaches? Female turtles can lay between 50 to 200 eggs.
Wow, very interesting. Also, female turtles can make between 2 to 10 nests every 2 to 3 years.
Wow, I didn't know that. It's not easy being a turtle. Actually, it's hard. Only one baby turtle out of 1,000 turtles survives and lives to be an adult.
Oh, that's kind of sad. But it was really great to learn about sea turtles and all the things about them, right?
Yeah. Well, now it's time for another chat. Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch it together.
What are these?
Baby sea turtles. Aren't they cute?
Well, yes, but why are they here?
I'm keeping them safe. They're in danger.
Yes, from the pollution in the ocean.
So, how can I help?
By keeping the ocean clean. A clean ocean is important.
Oh, yeah. Sea turtles are so interesting.
Yes. One kind of sea turtle can weigh 2,000 pounds.
Wow, that's so big.
Yes, and they can swim thousands of miles, too.
Wow, that's so far.
Yes, and they're interesting animals.
Yeah, and I love these little sea turtles, don't you?
Well, yes, but we can't keep them.
What? Why not? Aww.
Let's practice answering some questions together. Here's question number one. What are sea turtles in danger from? What are sea turtles in danger from?
You can find the answer in conversation A. They are in danger from trash in the oceans. Question number two. How can you keep the oceans clean? How can you keep the oceans clean? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
How can I keep the ocean clean? I think the best way is to make sure I don't throw any trash on the beaches or in the water. Maybe I'm on a boat traveling from one place to another, and I need to make sure I put my trash in the trash can, not throw it over the boat into the water. Also, I need to make sure that the trash I have at the beach goes into a trash can as well. So the best way is just not to put trash in the water.
How can I keep the oceans clean? That's a very important question. It's very important for all of us to do our part to keep the oceans clean. One easy way is to make sure that you put trash in trash cans. When we litter and we throw things on the ground, that litter can easily end up in the water and make the oceans dirty.
Ooh, how can I keep the oceans clean? Well, maybe stay away from the beach and stay in the jungle. No, I like the beach, but when I go to the beach, I have to be careful. I have to put my trash in the trash can and not throw it on the beach and not throw it in the water. Plastic is dangerous for animals, so we don't want to throw it in the ocean. So there, put it where it belongs. Put trash where it belongs. Okay, please, keep our oceans clean.
Thanks for learning with us today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.